Oh, Peter, I'm bored. I'm glad you said that, love, because I'm waiting on driver number 32 if he hasn't burnt his car out again, coming in for service. You want me to service driver number 32? Now we're sucking diesel, Peter. No, love, the car! What's wrong with you? But sure, Peter, this phone is never ringing. Hello? Kirk? Yes? Uh-huh. Peter! We've got another one!
This is Big Dog. Any drivers around the docks?
This is driver 32 down the docks.
Good man, Jerry Kelly. Good to hear from you. How are things?
Would you stop saying my name in the radio, you idiot?
Good point, Jerry Kelly. You're looking for a Stephen from Morning Radio. He's got the biggest one in the country.
I know I'm looking for him. I'm going to find him. He's going through the window. Slobber.
Not that fool. He's got the biggest one in the country.
Hang on, you want me to drive around the docks asking a fella called Stephen if he's got the biggest one in the country and does he want a ride? You think I'm stupid? Hello, is your name Stephen? Have you got the biggest one in the country and do you want a ride? That was quick! Hold on till I just throw my Vinny in the boot. Do not open the boot, nobody opens the boot. Why, what's in boot? Mind your own business, son. You telling me that you won't tell the country on my show what's in your boot? Just get in the car, big fella. Answer question when I ask it to you. I'm saying none. Right, we're here. Where you brought me to? What is this palace? This is their house, also known as the depot. I'm away on here doing a wee job on the side, son. Don't they pay you well here at Robin Cabs? Oh, it's not bad, nah, it's not bad. But I saw a wee advert in the paper there for a new T-fall, man. Thought I'd put this enormous forehead in mine to good use, know what I mean? Good luck, big lad! Peter! There's some big, very average-looking fellow here, joined by a very good-looking younger chap. For crying out loud, love, it's probably Big Sammy from Larne and the stud muffin that is Gregory. Invite them in. Hello, rough-looking Sammy and stud muffin Gregory. Welcome to Robin Cabs. My name's not Sammy Wilson, you daft meh! I'm one of the most famous broadcast stars in the country. Funny, you don't look like Gillian Simmons to me. Have you broadcasted anything I would have heard of? Well, love, I've got biggest show in country. Ach yes, you must be Clements then. We've been expecting you. No, I'm not that idiot. Biggest show in country. Got on TV show and all. I'm partial to a bit of filming myself, although anything I've ever been in has always been soft focus and not broadcastable. What are you on about? I interview politicians. You know, like First Minister Arlene Foster. Do not mention her name in our vicinity. She stole our Peter's job. Although she is very attractive and yes, I would. But no, never heard of you. You must know show starts off all serious, then we end up with little light-hearted banter with Vincent here. Hello, Vincent. You'll do me, son. I'm known for my straight-talking, get-to-the-point attitude in interviews. What? Throw your Vinny in the bowl there, son. I'm about to straight-talk the point clean out of both of yous. But starving. Who would use a taxi firm like this?